For a business to be around for more than 50 years, you know they must be doing something right. At D&H Drugstores, something right has always been service, convenience, trust, qualities that build lasting relationships. D&H has been a part of this community for so long because D&H cares about so much more than just filling prescriptions. It's about our family taking care of your family since 1956. D&H Drugstore, your family drugstore, on Broadway at West Boulevard and on Paris Road in the Haithman Village Shopping Center, Columbia.
Good morning and welcome to Radio Friends. We've started a brand new week. This is Monday. It's November the 12th, and we're going to talk about something that is coming up just a little bit less than a month from now. Actually, on December the 1st, Central Missouri Scale Modelers. We've got Colin Smilek with us. Welcome back to Radio Friends.
Thank you, Paul. Good to have you.
December 1st is a big event, right?
Sure is. We're having our second annual TigerCon, which is a modeling competition. We're getting modelers from all parts of Missouri to come here to Columbia, Missouri to show their stuff.
Okay. So do you have any idea how many different modelers will be here?
Last year we had about 50 modelers bringing almost 400 models, okay, 400 displays.
Uh-huh.
And we're hoping for a lot more this year.
So it's called TigerCon.
It's called TigerCon, yes, that is correct.
How'd you come up with TigerCon?
We're in Columbia, Missouri. Come on. MU okay. Tigers. You know, go Tigers.
Okay, so, TigerCon. So if people want to see scale modelers, meet them, and see their work, they can come out where?
We're going to be at the Parkade Center, and we're going to start about 9 o'clock in the morning for people to start registering their stuff. But we're going to be there from 9 till about 3. Mm-hmm. So from 9 till 3 on Saturday.
So it's only one day.
It's only one day.
So if you want to see it, you want to be a part of it, you got to take part that day.
That is correct, yes.
If somebody listening and they've got models that they want to show, do they need to contact you or someone ahead of time or just come that morning?
They can come right that morning and fill out the registration forms that day. They do not have to contact us ahead of
time. And then how do you display the items?
We're going to have tables set up. In categories now, like aircraft category and cars, ships, just separate categories, and we're just going to put them in categories on tables.
Now, you brought, this obviously is one of your pieces of artwork, and this is what? If you're listening on the radio, paint a picture of what this is.
That is an an AV-8B Harrier. It's an aircraft, a vertical landing and takeoff aircraft used by the Marines.
Okay, and this was built by you.
Yes, that particular one was mine.
And how long did it take you to do this?
2 months.
2 months?
2 months,
yeah. Oh, that's a lot of work. If I drop this, I'd feel pretty bad.
it does take a lot of time. A lot of details go into it.
Yeah.
You know, and research or whatnot.
So. Yeah, that's pretty neat. Well, I wish you the very best on December the 1st, and
I hope you
have a lot of people coming out. And what is this that you're
holding? We have the trophies that we'll be handing out. This is the Best of Show trophy.
Okay.
And that will be given to the modeler who has the best product or the best model.
Okay, if you want to see this trophy and what you could win, go to KBIA.org, click on Talk Shows, and then Radio Friends, and you'll see what we're talking about. And who decides, how do you decide who has the best work?
We have a bank of judges, probably about 15 to 20 individuals that will judge each item.
The judges don't have items in the show, do they?
They can, but they will not be able to judge the categories that they have in.
Okay.
So that's going to be completely separate.
All right. So mark it on your calendar. The location is?
At the Parkade Center, right off the business loop.
Saturday, December the 1st.
Yes, sir.
Registration starts at
9 a.m.
9 o'clock, and the show goes until?
Until about 3.
Okay. TigerCon.
Thank you. Appreciate
Thank you, Colin Smiley. Good to have you here.
Thank you.
Now, Heather Harlan over here from the Phoenix program. And you have something going on today and at noon.
Today, we've got actually two events we wanted to let your listeners and your viewers know about. One is, first of all, I want to get your listeners and your viewers to get a pen and paper because they don't want to miss any of this information.
Okay.
Get it all. There you go. Get it. Write it down.
Pen and paper.
Today ends at noon. We have an online auction. Our theme is Explore Missouri.
Okay.
And there are gift packages for St. Louis, Branson, Kansas City, our very own Columbia, Missouri, some Arrow Rock gift packages. I've got some great gifts that are down with the district.
Yeah.
Some also local Professional artists have donated some beautiful items. So just get online, www.
People are telling us they have their pencil and paper.
That's
now.
Right.
What do they need the pencil and paper
www.phoenixprogramsinc.org.
Okay.
To get that down.
www.phoenixprogramsinc.org. All is one word. You go on there and
bid now. It's just 2 hours left in the auction. Actually, it ends at noon. So
okay.
We want to get
and,
the
and
heads
this
up
is
to
a,
that.
This is a fundraising
this
event.
Is to benefit veterans and youth and homeless individuals in Central Missouri.
Okay.
And then the second item,
we've so that, got that some, one
that's
today,
one that ends
that
today, but there's
today.
Another one this week, this Thursday on November 15th. We're having a concert at Phoenix Programs over the noon hour. Grab a lunch. We'll provide some beverages. Come on out and join us. A fellow by the name of John Batdorf, Batdorf.
Oh, is he the one that's played with Linda Ronstadt?
That's the one.
Yeah.
He's played with Linda Ronstadt. He's played with Dan Fogelberg, Harry Chapin, John Prine, a lot of others, real notable musician. And, you know, a lot of folks when they're in rehabilitation for substance use disorders, they realize their music has been a trigger. Mm-hmm. So John's really passionate about creating music that really celebrates recovery
and
health
the thing
in life.
Music touches your soul.
Yeah.
No matter who you are, music has a way of going deep inside. And it may bring back memories from 20 years ago, from 30 years ago. It may spark some happier times.
Yeah. So John is creating music that's really supportive of recovery. You know what? Life is hard. There's some bumps on the road. And he really does a great job of pulling together that gritty side and yet some deep joy and satisfaction. If you check him out on Facebook or online, John Batdorf, Batdorf. Mm-hmm. One of my favorites is a song called Mama's Coming Home Tonight, where the mother's obviously been away at rehab. But he's going to do a concert for us. 12 to 1, grab a lunch, come
this
on
Thursday.
Out this Thursday on the 15th.
And, now, is there a charge?
$10, call to save a place, and that number's 573-875-8880. Contact Phoenix Programs.
Okay.
And just come on out and join us, have a good time. We're at 90 Leslie Lane, East Leslie Lane, just off Providence Road.
How much are you hoping to take in with the auction?
Several thousand, I'm sure, that we've got our sights set on. Yeah,
yeah.
Probably
and then,
between when, 5
and
then to
with
10.
The concert
yes.
today?
With the concert,
Thursday?
Yeah. I think the concert is more, we want to get it paid for and just have a community event, really, but
well,
get some
nice.
Folks in the door
that's
and get,
nice.
Know more about who we are and what we do.
Well, 20 seconds. Explain
yes.
what Phoenix
right,
Phoenix
thank
programs.
You, Paul. Phoenix Programs. Well, we're a behavioral health center, and we focus on individuals and their families who are seeking long-term recovery from substance abuse disorders and addictions.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we've been around almost 40 years.
Yeah. And percentage-wise, how many people affected by substance abuse?
You know what? Just about everybody in our community, either in recovery or know someone that they care about who needs some help.
All right.
So, yeah. Thanks,
Heather,
Paul.
Thank you so much
thanks
for coming
so much, Paul.
By.
It's always
all right.
Good to be
here. And the auction till noon today.
Yeah. Bid. Get online and bid right now.
Tomorrow, Hickman Absolutely. High School musical, Once on This Island. Our program directed by Travis McMillan of the Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio, Kyle Fellings, KBIA. Our board director, Charlie Minshew, and our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. Bye-bye.